All right. Here's how we're going to do this, because we want to hear from as many people as possible. We may try to set a record for how many people can get through and be a part of a conversation on the program. So what we're going to ask is the regulars. We know who you are. Even the regulars that call me with different names, but I know your voices. And I'm not going to be like Jim Lehrer. Regulars, no more than a minute for your comment. So just come with a zinger. Come with a zinger, come with your opinion. So and then non-regulars will get a little bit more time. And I think that's the fairest way of all. 239-1310. 239-1310. What did you think? Let me start with Lewis. Lewis, you got about a minute.
All right. Let me count this down right. First of all, when I first turned on the debate, I thought only one thing. They let Dan Parker go to Chicago and run his campaign for a minute. So that was ridiculous. But in his defense, I would be kind of ticked, too, if somebody's going to send me their trash and discredit my record on my 20th wedding anniversary. But so I'll give him that out. But he's going to have to pick it up, you know. And Mitt Romney, he didn't endure himself to single moms out there with kids that like to watch Sesame Street, you know. And plus, his lies are going to catch up. I think, like they say, Obama, he likes the long run. He's thinking the long run. I think he's not going to trash talk him, but just watch out for Mr. Vice President. He's going after him on all the lines he told last night.
Oh, he's got to. I mean, that's
Jim Lehrer, real quick, Jim Lehrer.
Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock. Drink your warm milk and two cookies and go to bed.
Let me go to Jeff. Jeff, you got about a minute.
I'm going to tell you something, Amos. I hope it's Mr. Obama's playing possum. I really do hope that he's playing a rope-a-dope. But you know what? You know, he's got to stop being Will Smith. He's got to stop being Dr. Huxtable. He needs to stop being Harry Truman. I'm sorry, Harry Truman, FDR, would not let Romney get away with that. Romney is bait and switching. I mean, if you didn't know that was Romney, it sounded like a socialist.
This was not the Tea Party Romney that we've been used to.
He sounded like a member of the Socialist Party.
All right, let me go to Dave at 239-1310. Dave, you got about a minute. Dave? Dave going once. Dave going twice. Go to Vincent at 239-1310. This is how Jim Lehrer should have run the thing last night. Hi, Vincent.
Hey, how's it going? I just think President Obama is tired. He's been doing a lot of heavy lifting his last 4 years of trying to correct a lot of the Bush mistakes. And I think he felt like with Mitt, I'm doing this all over again. I just went through this with John McCain and Sarah Palin. And now as the President of the United States, I'm getting these same attacks. And these people are not respecting or showing any appreciation for the hard work that I've had to do for the last 4 years. To me, he just looked tired.
Well, you know, part of it is, as somebody said, you know, Mitt Romney had the opportunity to spend lots and lots of time in debate prep. The president still has to be president.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you just can't go off for 2 weeks and do nothing but have debate prep. The other thing is there's this balance between the American people still like. The majority of the American people still like this president. And I think there is that, come on, all us black men, let's be real. There's that innate sense in us of that line where you cross that line, you become Samuel L. Jackson.
As much as
we want to be Samuel L. Jackson, there's a part of us that says, no.
Don't do it.
The other thing is, I couldn't tell. Some of the pundits are convinced that the president, honest to God, doesn't like Mitt Romney. I couldn't tell whether some of that body language was him trying to keep those feelings under control.
Right. Yeah, and you are absolutely right. It was the body language, and I agree with you 100%. It is, I want to be able to go at this guy, but I am the president.
All right, good points. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoons with Amos on the Save Big Bird text messages have started. How do you diss Big Bird? I mean, there's a lot of things that Mitt Romney could have said he wasn't going to fund. He could have even said PBS and we won't fund things like Downton Abbey and Nature. But to go after Big Bird, that's like dissing the Yankees. That's like dissing baseball, hot dog, apple pie, and Chevrolet. 239-13. Oh, got another email. Larry writes, it seems like the winner and loser of the debate was not foretold in the stars, but instead by the two better halves. The camera captured both wives 5 minutes before the debate. The first lady's face looked calm but somewhat sedate, while Ms. Romney was beaming with the look of excitement on her face. It's almost like their faces were the barometer and mirror of the debate's outcome. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. Back to the phones and Correll. Hi there.
Yes. My comment about the debate last night was the president is too passive. He's too soft. He needed to lunch in on him and stop sugarcoating around with him. Decided he'd been fighting him for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and that's the reason why what happened to the job situation.
How do you do that in a debate watched by 50, 60 million people, and you don't come across as arrogant or uppity?
Well, lunch him on certain points. You know, he threw out a lot of things and. You know, it just kind of roll on over.
All right. Good points, Thank you very, very much. Let me go to Dorothy. Dorothy, you got about a minute.
Thank you so much. Our president is a wonderful person. He knows how to be cool. I'm not going to sound like a fool like this man does, smiling at me, trying to act like he's telling. And we know everything Romney's saying is a lie. He does not plan to really do anything. He's just talking to make it look good. Our president is for real. He's the reason things are straight. Things are going. Things are being done. He is the president already. He can't act a fool and let them get him all upset.
All right.
He let you see. I'm cool.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. Here is what Governor Romney said in the debate about Title I. I want the kids that are getting federal dollars from IDEA or Title I. These are disabled kids or poor kids or lower income kids, rather. I want them to be able to go to the school of their choice. So all federal funds, instead of going to the state or to the school district, I'd have go, if you will, follow the child. Then at the same, then later on in the debate, Governor Romney said, and I quote, I'm not going to cut education funding. I don't have any plan to cut educational funding and grants that go to people going to college. I'm planning on continuing to grow, so I'm not planning any changes there. So you would turn Title I into a voucher program, which is cutting money from education. 239-1310, let me go to D. Hi, D.
Hey, Angus, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, those who watch the political scene, just like you pointed out, they know that nobody wants to see that angry black man. If Barack had said anything stern, firm, or any of that nature, he would have painted him as angry and bitter and frustrated. But all they have to do is watch history. Barack grew in the debates in 2008. He never got out of character. He always stayed cool. He always stayed calm. He always stayed collected. They should hear some of the things that he said when he pointed out to Romney that if you're going to be a leader has details. A leader talks on specifics. Romney never answered any specifics, but it's interesting that people keep saying the president wasn't this, the president wasn't that. Anybody from the black neighborhood know what a shuck and jive show looks like, and that's what you saw last night.
You know, you raised a point because in the middle of the debate, I was kind of getting frustrated because the president, was doing the ahs and the ahs and thinking as he spoke, while he spoke. And then I remembered that's what he did 4 years ago.
Absolutely.
And it
Absolutely.
And some other people brought up and they talked about George W. Bush's first debate in 2004. And they raised the point that in a campaign, you debate. If you're unopposed in the primary, you're not debating.
Yes, sir.
And really, there's no other than having a press conference and the press coming after you. Or you go to a town hall meeting and maybe you take five or six questions. That's really not like a debate. He's rusty.
But he's smart, Amos. He's so smart. He never got out of character.
No, he didn't.
He never crossed line. He stayed on point. He stayed on facts. He challenged Romney to stay on facts, to stay on points. And it seemed like even MSNBC, CNN, all of these, they bought into the shuck and jive. And Barack never moved because if you watch the weeks to follow, you know, like I know, those who are his attack guys are going to come out and point out that Romney never mentioned specifics. He liked too much of Obama's health care plan. He could not tell the Tea Party specifically that he was going to repeal Obamacare because he likes it too much. It looks just like the care he did in Massachusetts. He could not say some specifics that would make everybody go, wow, this guy is actually a Republican. He had to sound nice. He had to sound kind. He had to sound overly generous, overly concerned about not hurting the president's feelings. The president was cool, calm, and collected and asked point questions, gave great ideas, pointed out specifics that he has done, will do, and will continue to do. And it's interesting and also frustrating to hear blacks and those who are in the minority and those who are disenfranchised say, well, the president should fight. What is he supposed to do, slap them? I mean, I don't understand it.
No, you're right. Debate is not supposed to be like a reality show on VH1. Anyway, good points, my brother. 239-1310. 239-1310. That's Afternoons with Amos. We're getting a real pundit's reaction. Folk from our community on how you thought last night. Let me go to Hubert. Hi there.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
This is Hubert. And, you know, people don't understand that Obama and Mitt Romney is two different people. He's a Christian. What's called? He's a heathen because he's a Mormon, and it's in the Webster Dictionary. I've been putting out papers all over Indianapolis with that Webster. One Webster and fine Mormon, and he need to tell you. And if God allow him in there, then that's God's business.
All right, let me go
to... But I believe he's going to get in there. Obama going to make it because it's God's will.
All right, let me go. All right, my brother, let me go to Carol at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Carol. I mean, hi, Amos. I'm sorry. First time caller.
Hold on. Let me give you the salute. There we go.
But we were looking at it last night. It was okay with us. But my husband was saying, he said he did the ropey dope on him. I heard one caller already say that to you, too. But that's why we looked at it like that.
You know, did you understand Mitt Romney's math of, I'm not going to raise taxes? And, I, you know, here is the trick. He's there saying, I'm not going to raise taxes, but I'm going to change deductions. So let's say for the sake of the argument, a lot of people listening live off their income tax refund, right?
Exactly.
And the reason you have a great income tax refund is because of your deductions, like deductions for charity, home mortgage deductions. I hear a little young one in the background. Child care deductions. If he messes with those deductions, guess what? That's a tax increase.
That's right.
On the middle class. The other thing is the young one with you, is are they mad because Mitt Romney's beating up on Big Bird? That's what it sounds like.
I think so.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Michelle at 239-1310. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Amos. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, I'm calling in basically to piggyback off what I think the gentleman before the last lady spoke on. Basically, our president, he didn't have to fight. He didn't come to fight. He didn't need to do anything. He just did what he needed to do, sat back, and let Mitt Romney continue to dig his own hole.
Well, here's the deal. When the debate ended, because I was tweeting on Twitter, and it had been 90 minutes, and I had the call of nature, so I'll go to the restroom. When I came back, my TV is on MSNBC, but I thought I was listening to Fox News because the MSNBC commentators were all angry and upset. Chris Matthews looked like he was getting ready to have an aneurysm. Is it, you know, is it that they don't understand? They must not understand us.
Oh, no, I don't think that it's not that they understand us. I'm starting to think, listening to some of the callers, we don't understand us. That gentleman spoke on it correct. Our president cannot get up there and portray that angry black role. If he would have showed some of that anxiety that Mitt was presenting, there's no way he would be in for these next 4 years. And from the looks of everything last night, I see that he is definitely going to be with us for 4 more years. There is no way. We've got a man here, he's killing off Big Bird. You know, he says he cares about education, but in the same blow, he's going to kill Big Bird. He's the person who probably educated 95% of us. You know, how can you put those two things in the same arena, not sentence, but arena? You know, this man, he has no idea what he's going to do for these next 4 years. He wants to piggyback off of the good ideas that Barack Obama has already posed, and after that, he wants to just try to do whatever it is that whoever he's the puppet head for is trying to get him to do.
Oh, and at one point, they were talking about the commission, Simpson-Bowles, that tried to come up with a plan to reduce our deficit, and Romney attacks the president on not working to get Simpson Bowles done, even though it was the Republicans in the House that stymied that. Then when Jim Lehrer said, well, what would, do you endorse Simpson Bowles? Then Romney backtracked.
Most of the debate. You know, he spent so much time trying to defend his ideas, whatever they were, because he never said anything straight up on what his ideas were or what he wanted to do. Everything that he said last night was based off of something that's already been done, something that somebody else has planned. He didn't come up with anything concrete, and there's no way, just based off of the PBS statement, good luck to him. I don't think he's going to make governor.
All right. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. If you're tuning in regulars, we are limiting you to 30 seconds to a minute, to allow us to talk to many more people and encourage those that don't normally call, get engaged in this. This is our election. This is the fate of our country. 239-1310. Let me go to Greg. Greg, you got about a minute.
Yeah. Amos, how are you?
Oh, wait, different Greg. No, you got a little longer than a minute. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay. Hey, on the debate last night.
Yeah.
Number one, Romney didn't have anywhere to go but up because his campaign has been a total disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm hearing people calling in this certain segment that seems to want the president to go ghetto. Now, this man's demeanor has never changed, and it didn't change last night. He, as always, was on top of the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he didn't bring his heavy artillery out last night. I kept waiting for him to mention the 47% remark.
Yep.
Well, he's saving that, and the debate to watch is the vice presidential debate, because Biden is going to go after these guys, and he's going to set the table for the president. And look, the president's getting back in. He's done a great job. If you notice, Romney and also all the Republicans, really, I think it's a national strategy. I know Murdoch's doing it here. They're all of a sudden moving to the center. They want to preserve Social Security now.
Mm-hmm.
They want to preserve Medicare. Things that they've said on the record are unconstitutional, but now all of a sudden they want to preserve these things. So, look, bottom line, and I know you got a bunch of people calling in, they're nothing but liars. They'll do whatever it takes to get elected, and let's get out and support the president because he's done a great job. And he's going to do a great job for another 4 years. Thanks, Amos.
All right, thank you, Greg. Let me go to Don at 239-1310. Hi there. Don going once.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
Okay.
You got less than a minute.
All right. Mitt Romney reminds me of a snake oil salesman, a used car salesman. Step right up and buy this, even though he knows it's a lemon. You know, it's ridiculous, you know. He has no plan.
Now
all he's in there for is to further the cause of 1% of this country, you know.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-3. I'm probably now going to get text messages and emails from snake oil salesmen and used car salesmen saying, how dare you jump on us? We're not a part of it. Well, I got to tell you this. Very good friend of mine called me this morning. They describe Governor Mitt Romney as an entitled white boy. Their words. I know some of you don't like that, think that's a pejorative. But to this person, a black female in their 40s, they felt that's how he comes across, as an entitled white person. You may want to comment on that. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. Let me go back to the phones. And Marvin, hi there.
Hey, Amos.
Hey.
You know, I think, they're talking about, which we know, that the 67% on CNN said Romney won the debate. Well, you know, if you're hearing everybody on TV, even my station, because I'm an MSNBC person.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were kind of disappointed, but we were watching it. You know, I thought the president did good. So I wonder, you know, what the perception is from people who were watching it, you know, just regular voters. But it was one point that I think, I hope that the Obama team called. I called is when President Obama was talking about the tax break that people get to go, you know, to outsource jobs overseas.
Right.
And Romney said, and I think I'm gonna quote as close as I can. Oh, I didn't know that. I need to hire a new accountant.
Yep.
To me, wasn't that a comment of him saying, "Oh, I outsource jobs, and I didn't know that you get that tax break." That's the way I looked at that comment. And I said, I hope, and I might be wrong, but I said, no, I hope the Obama team caught that because he's like, he needs a new accountant.
Trust me, they're going to bring that up because he denied that that even exists.
Yep.
He denied that sort of thing exists. Good point, my brother. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's Davis. Somebody just sent me an email. somebody's got an internet cartoon out. At the top, it's a picture on the left of the president. On the right, Osama bin Laden, and the caption, takes out bin Laden. Then below, on the left, a picture of Governor Romney on the left. And on the right, a picture of Big Bird, and the caption, takes out Big Bird. Got an email from Don. Don says, Obama got hit with a Joe Frazier left hook. He had no counterpunch. And anyway, how can any black man worth his salt make a pitch for America after what America has done to us African Americans? 239-1310. 239-1310. Your reaction to the first presidential debate for 2012. Back to the phones. Annie Lane. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
All I want to say is America need to make sure they get out and vote. That's the only way we're going to beat people like Mitt Romney. Yes, he does act as though he's entitled. And to say the things that he said about the 47% and still they have corporate welfare going on all over this country with what these corporations. And now we absolutely need to make sure we get out and vote.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I got a text message. Amos, I don't think people want Obama to fight and act ignorant. They are looking for the same spunk he had 4 years ago. Last night, he looked tired. 239-1310. 239. Of course, you could argue that any president of the United States after 4 years is going to look tired. 239-1310. Tell me, go to Counselor Joe Simpson. Joe, you got a minute.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
I want to... the gentleman that called in, that he was right on. People need to understand that Obama is a constitutional lawyer. For Mitt Romney to sit up there and quote what was standing behind him like Obama don't know. And the point is that, you know, what people have to understand, that PAC money out there is waiting for Obama to make some mistakes. That's why he was pretty correct in everything he was saying, because they wanted to run some campaign ads against him. This thing is all about how can we get him, and it's like the Joe Frazier got, you know, try to rope it open. You're not going to do that to Obama. Obama is going to be okay. God is on his side. God bless that brother, because Lord knows he done took it all and continue to take it all. But I think that people need to understand they want to set this boy up, you know, angry black man, all that go together. Obama understand how this game is played. And as far as I'm concerned, last night, it was right on. He did what he had to do. My last comment is, why don't the city bring Big Bird on Georgia Street and hire him to work with the homeless?
Let me go to Vivian at 239-1310. I don't think Big Bird's going to need to worry about a job. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Amos.
Hi.
I looked at the debate, and I was saddened for a little while. But you know what? I decided that Obama was doing something that was scripted. I'm not sure, but that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at Hardball. And I looked at that, and they began to talk about why Obama wasn't more assertive. And then they talked about all the lies from Mitt Romney. And then they said it's going to take some time, but they planned to put together the lies that Mitt Romney told during the debate, along with some things that he had said previously. So then my heart began to be uplifted. And I agree with the caller just before me. Mitt Romney, I don't know. I look at his eyes. His eyes look like somebody that's not in touch. I look at the way he walk and his fast, quick steps. Surely to God. Most people don't want that as a president.
You know, you mentioned ads.
Mm-hmm.
An ad is going up today in Colorado, Florida, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, Ohio, and Virginia, some of the battleground states.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts out with, I'm Barack Obama and I approve this message. Then Mitt Romney's voice, I'm not in favor of a $5 trillion tax cut. That's not my plan, from last night. Then a newscaster, the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, concluded Mitt Romney's tax plan would cost $4.8 trillion over 10 years. Why won't Romney level with us about his tax plan, which gives the wealthy huge new tax breaks? Because according to experts, he'd have to raise taxes on the middle class or increase the deficit to pay for it. If we can't trust him here, how could we ever trust him here? I guess it goes from the debate to the White House. Ooh.
Very true.
Ooh. Maybe it was the rope-a-dope.
That's what I hope.
Because, you know, sometimes Peyton Manning would do things in the first quarter and we'd wonder, why is Peyton Manning doing that? You know, the ball's not going. Reggie isn't catching it. Marvin's got the same. And they were just softening up the defense. He's testing the defense. That's what Peyton would do, test the defense. And then when they'd find the hole come the third quarter, what would Peyton be doing? Boom, baby. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Anthony's name. We'll take a break. More of your reaction to the great debate, debate number one. Vice presidential debate is on the 11th.
Let me look at my book here.
It's on next Thursday. Next presidential debate is Tuesday the 16th. And the final, and that's town hall meeting. Final presidential debate is Tuesday the 23rd. 239-1310. More after these. Oh, during the break, I was actually looking at the video of this new ad from the Obama campaign that's in seven swing states. And yes, they were using footage from last night's debate. Boy, that was quick. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Anthony's name. Is back to the phones. And Dion, hi there.
Hi. Good afternoon, Amos. How are you?
Just fine.
I am a first-time caller.
Oh, let me give you the salute. There you go.
And I'm a devout listener, so I was calling because as I looked at Romney, what I really pictured him as being is a puppet president. I didn't see any genuineness. I didn't see anything that actually was anything of his own. And what really bothered me was the fact that, you know, even when Obama had mentioned something to the fact that he doesn't think Romney has the ability to, or he's capable of telling his own party no.
Right.
And I agree with the president. I don't think he would, you know, say no to anything of disagreement with his own party if he had seen anything. I think he's just out to look for himself and his party and those that in the upper class. I didn't hear anything but Massachusetts, Massachusetts, Massachusetts.
And some of that he didn't even get right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Kathy at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. I'm glad to talk with you and that you accepted my call.
Yes.
I have a couple of things I want to mention and piggyback off of.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those have to do with scripture. God said, be still and know that I am God. And he also said, and my father also said, you know, open your mouth and out comes ignorance. And I think Obama is a genius. Because for one thing, I had to pray over this. I went after the rebate. I said, what happened? What just happened?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a staunch Democrat, raised with a whole family of Democrats.
Right.
But that being said, he played his game. You cannot open your mouth and let out ignorance unless there's ignorance in it. And Romney showed us and showed Obama all of his ignorance by blabbering on and telling untruths. Now, we have untruth checkers, and they checked and seen numerously where, as usual, Romney was lying, etch-a-sketching. But you don't play your ace in a hole. And it may look like Obama was not responding or doing anything, but my father always says, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And the only way we could find out what Romney really saw was let him ramble on and run his mouth, in which he did. Now Obama can come out swinging because he knows where this man is coming from. He knows his lies. He knows his untruth. And I think Obama was a genius. He may look like he was lackadaisy, but believe me, he was taking it all in. And I lifted him up in prayer, and like God said, be still and know that I am God. It's not over until I say it's over.
Hello. I heard
it's
that.
It's not over.
All right, my sister, I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Candy at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yes, hello. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm fine.
I think the president did a beautiful job. I don't know what they expected him to do in that little bit of time. He's never been a man that shows a lot of emotions, and God knows he's had everything thrown at him. I love Obama. I love Michelle. and I tell him to rock the boat, tip it over. We, that's the best president we didn't have. And that other man, Romney, he bagged me a rake, and he likes to be on the TV. He should get him an acting job. Have a blessed day.
All right, let me go to Kevin at 239-1310. Hi there. Kevin? Kevin going once. Kevin going twice. Kevin missed his chance. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. So there's a website called thinkprogress.org. Thinkprogress.org. And the headline on this article: at last night's debate, Romney told 27 myths. That's a nice way to put it. In 38 minutes. The article starts out, pundits from both sides of the aisle have lauded Mitt Romney's strong debate performance, praising his preparedness and ability to challenge President Obama's policies and accomplishments. But Romney only accomplished this goal by repeatedly misleading viewers. He spoke for 38 minutes of the 90-minute debate and told at least 27 myths. That's a nice way of saying lies. Myth number three. Mr. Romney said, my view is that we ought to provide tax relief to people in the middle class, but I'm not going to reduce the share of taxes paid by high-income people. The analysis, if Romney hopes to provide tax relief to the middle class, then his $5 trillion tax cut would add to the deficit. There are not enough deductions in the tax code that primarily benefit rich people to make his math work. myth or fib number five. Mr. Romney said, I will not under any circumstances raise taxes on middle-income families. I will lower taxes on middle-income families. Now you cite a study. There are six other studies that looked at the study you described and say it's completely wrong. The studies Romney cites, says the article, actually further prove that Romney would, in fact, have to raise taxes on the middle class if he were to keep his promise not to lose revenue with his tax reduction. And the way you raise taxes is reduce deductions. So there would go, under President Romney, your big income tax refund. Look at the, wait a minute, look at the thousands of jobs of income tax preparers and the people that work to process those fast refunds that would be out on the street, like Big Bird. 239-1310, 239-1310, that's the news name, so we'll go back to phones. And Jackie, hi there.
Hi, Amos. Do you remember the story about the Trojan horse when you in school?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we saw last night, the Trojan horse in the making. So we got to vote and keep that man out of there because he's too dangerous.
All right, good point. Let me go to Miles at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Brown?
I'm fine.
Hey, so yeah, anybody that got eyes to see and ears to hear can tell that Mitt Romney speaks with a forky tongue. And
Not the fork and tongue. 239-1310, 239-1310. Back the phones and Vicky. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. This is Vicky. You know, I have spoke to you before, and you've helped me. Romney had made a comment that Title I
yes.
is for people that are retarded, stupid, and slow. That's absolutely not the truth. Title I is out here to help our children and adults get a better education. Title I Title I helps my grandson get tutors in the school that I can't afford to pay. So, and as far as everybody that's upset with my president, they need to keep up, because the last debate he was in, he told them, I am not a candidate. I am the president of the United States.
You
what
know,
else do they want him to say?
You know, Vicky, you made a point on Title I, and I was almost getting ready to fall asleep, because the debate by that time was getting real boring, because it kept going over the same stuff. And then when Mr. Romney jumped out, and here's exactly what he said: I happen to believe I want the kids that are getting federal dollars from IDEA or Title I. These are disabled kids or poor kids or lower income kids, rather. I want them to be able to go to the school of their choice. So all federal funds, instead of going to the state or to the school district, I'd have go, if you will, follow the child and let the parent and the child decide where to send their student. Well, okay, you're creating a voucher, first of all, but then you're destroying the underpinnings of the program.
Absolutely. Because Juwan goes, he's on Title I, and for the first time, we don't get letters, we're getting grades.
Mm.
He finally made it on paper, and he can read.
Amen.
And that's through Title I, and that was through you helping me find the right program for him.
You know, see, he's, you know, he gets rid of Big Bird. He gets rid of Title One, but he will not raise a tax on rich people. So Donald Trump can still get over. Good points, my sister. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. Getting your reaction to the big debate. Let me go to William. William, you got a minute.
Hey, how you doing, Amos?
Fine.
Hello.
Yeah, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see the debate. I saw the summary, but I saw the summary. I had a car problem yesterday.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to see the debate, but I did see the summaries. You know, the American people have got to wake up. Anytime a man says that he don't care about 47% of the American people, he is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple, he is dangerous. And I don't see how it is that after being told that you don't care something about somebody and a person continues to flock toward that person, they are just begging for a plummeting. If you've been hurting before, and you going toward the person that abused you,
right,
and you keep going back for, you know what is going to be. So why would you want to be hurt, suffer in the same manner that you were hurt from before?
All right, good point. Let me go to Sherry at 239-1310. Hi there.
Afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to say that I agree with just about every one of the callers that have called in. Barack Obama, he's a constitutional lawyer. He's a great orator. We all know he's a great speaker. I think if he was blindsided or caught off guard was because of the amount of lies that Romney told. I think President Barack Obama was prepared to debate him on true issues, but Romney moved so close to the center, almost to the point of being to the left, closer to Barack Obama, that it almost made it crazy. It would be like debating yourself, as far as the president goes.
You know, that's an interesting point, because if in the debate prep they were assuming that a Romney was going to come out swinging, I think everybody figured he was going to come jamming and slamming. I think everybody kind of knew that. But but talking about what he had been talking about, and instead here comes the centrist Romney.
Mr. Positive, Mr. Love Everybody, Mr. Love the 100%. I care about people. I love everybody. Nobody saw that coming. I mean, we knew he was going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't expect him to be in the center. Now he's going to catch hell because now the Tea Party people were jumping behind closed doors because he's got to hurry up and get back to the right.
Oh, and did you hear when he talked about my way and the highway? I heard that, and I put out a tweet, how fast is Joe Donnelly going to capture that? Joe Donnelly put out an email press release late last night congratulating Governor Romney for agreeing that it's important to not be my way or the highway.
Well, I think it's going to be great. We're going to watch these videos unfold when the Democratic Party uses what Mitt Romney said to his disadvantage. And one little thing about MSNBC, you know, Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews, they love President Barack Obama. They wanted him to come out swinging. They wanted him to win.
Yeah.
So they were just devastated that it gave the appearance that he lost. But we just have to pray for him.
Well, the other thing is, and Reverend Al was cool.
Yeah.
Because I think Reverend Al understood, and part of it is the dynamic of black people in this country. We there is that governor, not a governor of a state, but there's an internal governor in many of us that does kind of hold that emotion back.
And it's true. He could not come out swinging the way that we know that he could, because he couldn't afford to look like an angry black man, because he's still the president after that debate.
And it would have been the same thing if it was a debate between Ann Romney and Michelle Obama.
Exactly.
All right. Good points, my sister. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. We'll take a break. Come back in our second hour. More of your reaction. We're trying to set a record. Talk to as many as possible, because this is the buzz in the community. People are thinking of having fundraising barbecues to help Big Bird. Nobody wants Big Bird laid off. Can you imagine all the young kids that woke up this morning to the early morning news and hearing that and going into temper tantrums, crying, upset? Mitt Romney, you did that. We'll be back with your reaction to the debate after these.